experts arrived in China on Monday, as the number of people killed by the new coronavirus is now 908, raising concerns around the world. Britain has declared the virus a serious threat to public health. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Britain has declared the new coronavirus that's emerged from China as a serious and imminent threat to public health. The Department of Health says people with the virus can now be forcibly quarantined and will not be free to leave. It named two British hospitals as isolation facilities for those affected by the disease and designated the Chinese city of Wuhan and a wider territory as an infected area. The shift in policy comes after a British man who caught the disease at a business conference in Singapore in January appears to be linked to at least seven other confirmed cases in Europe. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Democratic presidential contenders enter their last full day of campaigning in New Hampshire today. Senator Bernie Sanders says defeating President Trump is his first priority.
What we have got to do as a nation is not just defeat Trump and go back to where we were. What we have got to do is summon up the courage to take on the greed and the corruption in Wall Street, in the insurance industry, in the drug companies, in the fossil fuel industry, in the military-industrial complex.
Former Vice President Joe Biden says the country needs to change.
We can talk a lot about the difference between Bernie and Pete and me and Amy and everything. There's a lot of differences we have, but not on the fundamental issue of how we restore America's character. We go about it differently. But folks, we've got to get it done.
President Trump will hold a campaign rally Monday night in the state. For more on the presidential election, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Artillery strikes between Turkish and Syrian government troops have killed at least five Turkish soldiers. Reuters' Matthew Laratunda reports.
Open fighting between Syrian government troops and Turkish forces has flared once again, fighting formerly kept at bay by mediation from Russia. At least five Turkish soldiers were killed on Monday when Syrian artillery hit their outpost in the northwest. According to the Turkish Defense Ministry, more were wounded. Meanwhile, rebels backed by Turkey's own artillery are said to have attacked the Syrian government positions. It's not immediately clear how many casualties may be on the Syrian side.
That's Reuters' Matthew Laratunda reporting. Authorities in northern Thailand began releasing bodies to relatives Monday after security forces cornered and killed a soldier who carried out the country's worst mass shooting. Jakranpath Toma killed 29 people in a tragedy that began Saturday and ended Sunday morning when security forces shot him. A Uganda official says the country is spraying swarms of locusts that invaded over the weekend, posing a major threat to livestock and key crops such as coffee. The plague of locusts has already caused extensive damage to pastures and crops in several African countries, including Somalia, Ethiopia, and Kenya. U.S. law enforcement officials say four members of the Chinese military have been charged with hacking into the computer networks of the U.S. credit rating agency Equifax and stealing personal data and trade secrets. FBI Deputy Director David Bowditch says some might wonder what good it does to indict hackers that are beyond the reach of the U.S. government.
We can't take them into custody, try them in a court of law, and lock them up. Not today, anyway. But one day, these criminals will slip up, and when they do, we'll be there.
The four are charged with conspiracy to commit computer fraud, economic espionage, and wire fraud. Well, history was made at the Academy Awards last night. AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel tells us all about it.
It's a movie few have seen and fewer can understand, without subtitles, that is. But at the end of the night, the joy of victory really needed no translation.
I'm speechless.
Parasite becomes the first non-English language film to win the Best Picture Award in the 92-year history of the Oscars. Bong Joon-ho's class-based satire gets four awards on the night. He wins also for Best Director, Best International Film and Best Screenplay. He thanked fellow nominees like Martin Scorsese and Quentin Tarantino and said he would like to cut his Oscar into pieces to share with them. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
U.S. stock indexes are up in midday trading. For news on the go, be sure to download the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station, VOA1.